The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act will require attention to groundwater-dependent ecosystems. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. This could definitely impact tree nut growers who are near rivers and streams. David Orth is a principal at New Current Water and Land, based in Fresno. He consults with growers regarding the impact of SGMA.
Groundwater-dependent ecosystems. These are, you know, riparian habitat or another ecosystems that exist because the groundwater is close enough to the surface that it supports whatever that habitat might be.
Orth said that the industry has seen some mentions of this in the public comments, which is concerning.
Some of the environmental interest groups raising the question as to whether or not the GSP is adequately protective.
That GSP is the Groundwater Sustainability Plan.
Most GSAs really didn't know what a groundwater-dependent ecosystem was until a couple of years ago. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done there, but it is an emerging issue. So even when you get into the Sacramento Valley, where sustainable yield numbers are much higher and pumping restrictions or pumping ramp downs or allocations or markets may become less critical to a pathway to sustainability, groundwater-dependent ecosystems could still create some localized groundwater pumping restrictions. And that's something to know as growers are looking at where their property is located or whether, you know, if they're making new acquisitions.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.